Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of my podcast, Young, Dumb, and Anxious. Let's talk about digital dating. Dating in the digital world, online dating, dating apps, all of that, whatever you want to call it. I feel like it's a very relevant topic right now because almost every single person I know met their significant other through some form of online method, whether that's like having mutuals, but like meeting on Instagram or Hinge, Tinder, all these little things. And I just feel like it's a very interesting topic to look at because it's such a huge change from how things were maybe done, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, I guess, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and how different things were then and how different things are now in terms of the dating world. I mean, I myself in my own relationship is a product of dating in the digital world. I mean, I've talked about this many times before, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. But for those of you who don't know, Shane and I met on Hinge, which is very interesting to me because I never would have thought that I would date someone I meet online. Never. All my exes I met in school, I met in person, and I dated them from there. Shane was the first person that I dated, or that I even like had thought of dating through a dating app. And when I did meet Shane, it was my first time using dating apps. I'd never used them before. I was fresh out of a relationship. I decided to distract myself, and I decided that I wanted a distraction from like all the breakup crying and all of that mess. I just wanted to talk to cute guys, and I had no intention of dating anyone because I never believed I could actually get into a serious relationship with someone I met online. Like, that was not a belief of mine. I have always been a hopeless romantic. I love rom-coms. I've watched every single classic big rom-com that there is to see. I just never thought that I would end up like being in a serious relationship with someone that I met online, let alone be engaged to them, to be married. Like, that blows my mind. Sometimes Shane and I will be sitting and I'll look at him and I'll be like, I can't believe I met you on a dating app. Like, what the heck? But yeah, we met on a dating app, and initially, like I said, I did not want to get into a relationship, but lo and behold, that's literally what ended up happening. I met him and we were in two different countries at the time. So I was in India and he was in the US. It was during COVID. We talked for 2 months online, and then I ended up flying to the US to call for college, and I ended up meeting him in person, and that's that. Since then, we've been together. It's gonna be 4 years this year, which is mind-boggling to me. But even the fact that things changed so much for me, like me being someone who never ever believed in like online dating apps, I always assumed that that was just like for when you want to hook up or when you want to fling or something casual. Not ever did I believe that there could be something serious to come out of dating apps, because I don't know, to me it always just seemed a little superficial because you swipe based on how a person's looking and whether you find them attractive or not. And some apps like Hinge obviously include more info, like, you know, you on Hinge, for example, for those of you who haven't been on there, you post your pictures, of course, but then you also have to answer like a couple of question prompts and like talk more about like yourself. And so people can get to know, but how much can you really get to know someone from like three answers to questions, you know? So I always thought that dating apps was like more superficial and more if you're like, oh, I just want to hook up with someone hot. Like, that's what I assumed it was for, including Hinge, which is, I guess, known to be more of a relationship-y dating app. But obviously, my own experience has changed my opinion a little bit. I think you can definitely get into a serious relationship from a dating app. I think another reason why it can be helpful to be dating on a dating app is like for people like me who are shy, it's like easier, I guess, to do it online, and there's like less pressure or less stress of like trying to like look a certain way or portray yourself a certain way or get shy or like the fear of like embarrassing yourself and things like that. I feel like that's like pretty much basically non-existent on dating apps. And that was like one of the reasons I enjoyed my experience when I was on them. Before I met Shane, there were a couple of strings of a couple of guys I was talking to. No intention of getting into a serious relationship whatsoever. I just wanted to like talk to hot guys. I was literally solely swiping right based on two things. One, if they were a musician or they had any sort of instrument on the dating profile. I was like, my goal when I got on dating apps was to find myself a musician, Timothée Chalamet. That's what I had made my goal. I wanted someone that looked like Timothée Chalamet, skinny boy, curly hair, brown hair, maybe some tattoos added in would be nice. And if they were a musician and could either play the guitar, drum, sing, whatever. Like that was my like goal. No matter how nice the guy would seem, if he one didn't look like a Walmart Timothée Chalamet, and two, if he didn't have an instrument, I'm sorry, he was a swipe left for me. I was just like solely going for musician Timothée Chalamet. And so I was talking to these bunch of guys, like these random dudes who honestly were pretty boring. But I assumed that what I was doing was just that when I would go back to the US, I would like booty call one of them and just like hook up with one of them. Like that's all I wanted. I had never had a hoe phase. And after my breakup, I was like, hoe phase. Like this is the time for a hoe phase. But I guess I just proved that I was also superficial because, like I said, I was only swiping right on like a specific look or whatever. So I guess I was superficial because that's what I thought dating apps were for. Just find someone who you find attractive and hook up with them. And then I swiped on Shane, who did not fit that mold that I was going for at all. He does not look like a Walmart skit. Timothée Chalamet. He did not play the guitar or sing and had nothing like that on his profile, but something about him was interesting to me. So I swiped right. He was like one of the only guys who I swiped right on that didn't fit the mold. So I guess it was meant to be. But anyway, like I was saying, me as a shy person, dating apps was great as a confident booster for me because it wasn't in person. And I feel like I mostly would have made myself look like an idiot if I was talking to guys in person because it was online. There was time to think about what I wanted to say, and it was almost like a little game, you know, which made it a little fun, I guess. But it made me feel less pressure, you know, to talk to guys. But definitely one of the biggest issues I had was the messaging first aspect. Like that was scary to me because I was like, okay, now I need to come up with like something clever and quirky and is it gonna be fun or is he gonna think I'm a loser? And it can't be too basic. It can't be something that every guy or girl uses as a line. It needs to be something like more interesting and quirky. And it was a task to swipe right. Another fear that I had when I started using dating apps was running into like scammers or like catfish weirdo people. And I didn't run into that many. Most of them ended up just being fuck boys, which was expected. But there was this one guy, this one story that comes to mind, who was just a weirdo. And he like literally affirmed that fear of mine of running into weirdos. There was this one guy, I'm not going to take any names, that I was talking to. He was not that cute, but he was a musician. So I swiped right on him. And like I said, my dating app experience was right after my breakup. I was in a long relationship and we broke up. And like a few weeks later, I joined a dating app to distract myself. And he was one of the first guys I spoke to. And I was talking to him and stuff. We literally maybe spoke for a total of 10 to 15 minutes in one day, and that's it. And then I was like, whatever, I moved on to like other guys. And I was talking to a bunch of guys. I was a little bit of a player on the dating apps, I guess. But I was talking to a few other guys and I maybe spoke to this guy like for 10, 15 minutes. And then my ex messaged me and was like, yo, like this random dude just DM'd me asking me if we're still together. And I was like, wait, what, who? And he said, name, let's call him Bob for now. He said, Bob has DM'd me. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like Bob from the dating app? Like, that's weird. That's bizarre. And then I messaged Bob and I was like, why did you DM my ex? Like, by the way, note that we didn't even, like, I didn't even share my Instagram handle with him. I didn't share my number, nothing. We were solely on Hinge. So he went out of his way to stalk my Instagram, saw that I still had one or two pictures up with my ex because we had just broken up and I didn't, like, have time to delete pictures yet, I guess. And he thought I was cheating on my ex, and he messaged my ex and said that. And I messaged him and I was like, why didn't you just ask me? Like you could have just asked me, like, it's creepy that you went to my ex after having spoken for a total of 10 minutes. It would be different if maybe we were talking for a while and he went and saw I still had pictures and maybe assumed I was cheating. But like total of 10 minutes and you stalk me and then stalk my ex and DM him, like that's weird. So, like I said, there were some weirdos on those apps, and that kind of affirmed my fear of like running into some weird dudes. There were a couple of other weird dudes. There was a guy who I spoke to for a bit. He was really sweet, and I was like, wow, like this is a nice guy. I'm having fun talking to him. And then he ended up having a girlfriend, and then I had to DM his girlfriend and let her know that her boyfriend was on a dating app. There were definitely some weirdos I ran into, but then again, I met Shane, and that was enough for me. But again, I feel like with dating apps, like it's convenient. It's definitely a lot more convenient. It's also definitely a lot less pressure than if you had to go up to someone in person and try to flirt with them and talk to them. It's definitely a lot less pressure and causes a lot less social anxiety. But then also, because like I mentioned in the beginning, I am a hopeless romantic. I do love my rom-coms. And when I was younger and I used to watch all these rom-coms, I used to like dream of having like a meet cute and like, getting to know someone or like staying up late and talking to each other to get to know each other. And now I feel like the mystery isn't as there as much with online dating. There's so much online about people that you already find out just by like swiping through their profile that the mystery isn't there anymore, and there isn't really like as much to like sit and get to know each other and have like late night talks or a meet cute and things like that. Like I think the one part of online dating that I don't necessarily love is like that whole period of like courting each other, like the courtship period where you like, I don't know, like I said, get to know each other or try to take each other out on dates or like get each other's number or something when you first meet someone. Like, I think that part of this whole digital age of dating I don't love because the hopeless romantic in me just wants a damn meet cute. Like, I just want to bump into someone and like drop my books and like I want him to pick it up and be like, oh, here you go. And then like we look it into each other's eyes and then he like gives me his number and asks me on a date, and like we like on our first date we stay up all night talking. You know what I mean? Like I just wanted that. But not saying I'm not happy with everything that happened with me and Shane. It was honestly perfect. It went happen exactly the way it needed to. But yeah. Anyway, those are my two cents on this digital age of dating and like online dating and stuff. Let me know some of your experiences. Comment it down below. I would love to know if you have any fun, funny, interesting experiences with digital dating. I'm gonna end the episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and enjoyed listening to my opinion, I guess, or the way I see this whole digital era of dating. If you did, make sure to follow the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube, follow it on whatever platform you're listening to it on so you never miss an episode. And yeah, I guess I'll see you in the next episode.